Well, now this makes common sense. Maggie O'Connor put the headline in there. Headline, former CDC director, it's time to restrict visits to nursing homes. Old people are going to die of the COVID-19. Now, they're going to die anyway, but they'll have an expedited death, shall we say, from the COVID-19. But in any event, I want to go back to the pictures because people like them pictures. Of Brian Kay's pictures that he, because people like him pictures that he put in the chat room that his daughters were baptized, as they should be, as close to birth as possible, because you don't know what's going to happen, so go ahead and get them baptized. Some priests will even confirm babies, especially if they're, there's any medical issues. I'll just go ahead and confirm them. Anyway, baptize them and confirm them right then and there, right there on the spot. But what I want to focus in on this is that you're baptized with this stuff called holy water. Now, if you're not a Catholic, but you've seen holy water used in horror movies, right? If you spray it on a vampire, what happens? It burns them, right? The skin starts to smoke and what have you here. Now, obviously, the vampires are fictional characters. Well, kind of fictional characters. But there is something to that. Holy water is also can be used as a repellent against demons. If you were to find an exorcist priest and say, I got a serious problem here. I think I've got a bogey in my house. And what should I do? I'll say, well, get your house blessed, first of all. Who do you think it's assaulting or obsessing or whatever? We need to talk to them and see what kind of state their soul is in. Well, one of the things you can do, because holy water evaporates, but you could use holy water as a barrier of sorts. Instead of holy water, you use blessed salt. Now, an exorcism rite is performed on the water and the salt. So holy water has in it a little bit of blessed chrism oil, okay, as I understand it anyway, and a little bit of blessed salt. So you got the three things that are present in every Catholic Mass. Water, oil, and or two things are present. Water and oil. Sometimes there's salt. But holy water is not just something that's inert. And then there is an exorcism that is done over it. Now, why would you exorcise water? Well, that's why how you make it holy water. That's why it's called holy water. Because if it was done properly, then a blessing was done over it. And all impurities are supposed to be removed. It's supposed to have the property of that barrier, which is why when you go into a church, there are founts. You stick your hand in there, and then you put a little dunk of holy water there and sign of the cross yourself, and it's a blessing. Now, why do you do the blessing? Well, number one, it's an honor to God, and you're in his house. But number two, it is a repellent of sorts. Think of it as mosquito repellent for demons. Now, the idea that you're going to have a bunch of people that are going to be running around and going into churches with hands all infected with coronavirus, and they're going to be dunking their hands in the water fountain is ridiculous. And even if it did, it's called holy water, for heaven's sake. Maybe they would be cured. I mean, Mr. Church, I am so, you can't believe that you actually think that those churches should remain open. Of course they should remain open. Now, just to add some clarity to this, quickly. By the way, Brian Kane, you got an upside-down picture in the chat room. People like your pictures, but that one's upside down. ask him if there was a old rite. But, okay, it was. So they're blessed, they get an exorcism on the salt. You know, us gets exercised, the godparents get exercised. If you're standing anywhere near an old rite baptism, you're getting some serious demon repellent, okay? So this guy is haranguing me on Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you. My Twitter's @thekingdude. He's like, you're just wrong, Mr. Church. This is the thing that could be done. All those churches need to be shut down. The virus must be contained. It's the flu. Again, the average age of people dying in Washington State is 83. But I want to make another point. I pointed out that I said the church helps the sick. She doesn't run and hide like a little ninny sissy. She helps the sick. She certainly doesn't deny sick or anyone else for that matter. Now, within reason, folks, we're modern, so we lost our freaking minds here. Use prudence. If you just say you're young and you've got a cold, and you're gonna go to mass, wash your hands. Don't stick your hands in your nose or in your mouth after you've washed them. Keep a hanky nearby so that if you got a runny nose or what have you, or keep a couple of hankies nearby or on your person so that you can, in a sanitary fashion, you know, if you got a cough, cover your mouth. I mean, this is just common sense. This doesn't take rocket science. It doesn't take rocket priest science. When I told the guy, I'm like, well, look, I realized that the island of Molokai was a colony for lepers, and after they were diagnosed, they sent them there. That did not stop St. Damien of Molokai from going and his bishop allowing him to go administer to those people. He goes, well, that was an isolated thing, you see, because isolated. I'm like, okay, you want more? I'll give you more. Right here in my city of New Orleans, Blessed Xavier Zelos. There was a yellow fever epidemic that broke out in the 1870s. Father Zelos was told, if you go and minister to the yellow fever sick, there's a very good chance, it's very contagious, that you're going to get it. And you go, well, I'm not going to deny him sacraments, dude. So Father Zelos did. And they're not sure if he actually died of yellow fever or if he died of exhaustion, because he wouldn't sleep. Because there were so many that were dying and needed last rites and what have you here. There are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of epochs. Now, again, let's just review for prudence sake. You be prudent. If you think that you may be a risk to others, not only would you not go into a church, would you go into a Piggly Wiggly to go grocery shopping and then sneeze on the produce? I mean, for heaven's sake, it's just there's enough bad in the world, and there's enough of the world that needs the leadership of the Catholic Church at this moment. She does not need to be a shrinking violet and crawl into the mouse hole in the floorboard. That's the point. Can you issue rules that are prudent? Yes. I saw one yesterday issued by the Diocese of Lafayette, and that I was laughing because I'm going like, okay, this is not a very conservative, as you and I would call it, conservative bishop. I'm reading the rules and going like, Your Excellency, you just reminded a bunch of people that they're supposed to be going to Mass every Sunday. But if they're sick, they can skip out. But as you said, look, if you think you're sick, well, then just stay home. You're under no obligation to attend Mass if you're sick.